big hello to all my dear students. So today I'm going to share a little story with you. And I say so because, yes, it's going to be just a story for you. But for me, it was a landmark event in my life. So when I was a little girl in school, when I would say up to class 8, I was a below average student. I would, you know, score pretty bad in my class tests. And I still remember a couple of times I scored something like 3 out of 50 or 10 out of 50. And I was made really fun of. You know, none of the teachers appreciated me. Wasn't really popular with my classmates. And, you know, because of it, overall, low in confidence. So if I summarize, I was there, but I wasn't really there for anyone else. It was like non-existent, simply because I couldn't make a mark for myself. And I would say I probably never even intended to up till that time. So then happened class 9, and, you know, people told me that things are going to be tough from here on, and you need to work hard. So I decided to, and in fact my mom decided that probably I would need a kind of a tutor to help me out. And so I started with my mathematics tuitions, and I went to a teacher who I still regard as close to as my dad. And so this was the first day when I went there. So he used to take a test in the beginning to see the level of the students that he's working with. And I had to give it as well. But luckily, I didn't score very bad. It was okay. And he told me that, you know, my concepts are right, but I need more practice. That did encourage me. But what he said next probably was the landmark that I was talking about. So he said that, yes, my concepts in mathematics are very good, but I do lack practice. And then he said that for 1 hour that you're going to come to me, you have to promise me something. And I was more keen on listening to him because for the first time, someone had shown faith in my potential, in my capabilities. So I went on and asked, what would that promise be? And he said that the promise is going to be that for 1 hour that I'm going to be with him, he is just going to make me simply practice lots and lots of questions. And he would keep me, you know, in a separate corner away from everyone else. And he would teach the others proactively. But he would ask me to just sit there for the next 1 hour and just keep doing my mathematics sums. It did sound weird because, you know, your first thing is that, okay, but I'm here to be tutored. But this is the promise that he took from me. And he said, I have to persist with that promise. And thank you to my parents who brought me up in a way that they've taught me not to tell lies, and they've taught me that promises are to be kept. So I went ahead and, yes, that's what I did. So I just started going every single day, would sit in a corner away from everyone else and just practice my own sums the next 1 hour. I did it for a week, a month, more months to go, and it became a habit. And then came my 9th class terminal exams. And I scored 99 out of 100. In mathematics. Wow, that was something I never dreamt of. I never thought I was capable enough of doing that. But that little promise that I kept brought me this far. And for the first time, my name was called out in class. I was appreciated by my teacher in the class. I was looked upon by the students as well. Suddenly, More people wanted to be friends with me. Suddenly, the other teachers started recognizing me. I was given more opportunities, whether it is cultural, okay, whether it is, you know, let's say, you know, different kinds of competitions in school. More opportunities started coming my way. And the more I kept my promise, the more confident I just kept going. And that was the turning point in my life. That promise that I kept with my teacher back then has made me what I am today. He taught me a lesson, which was, sometimes you just need to persist and do the same things over and over again. It may be tiring, it may be monotonous, but you have to just go on. Go on until you make yourself proud. And then there was no looking back. I did really, really well in my boards. I did well in my 12th. That's also the time when everybody was speculating that I wouldn't crack the entrance exams because I come from a non-medical family who has no clue on how tough the TOM competition is, whose parents don't know what medical field is. But you know, I was taught this one little thing. Make a promise to yourself to persist, to do something relentlessly until you make yourself proud. And I did it. I did it right in the first go. And to my surprise, I did surprise a lot of people. From that time on till now that I've been growing up, and that's something that still stays with me. I very often make promises to myself, and I keep them as well. I believe that keeps me going, that keeps me making me achieve my targets. And that's something that I wanted to share with you today. You don't make promises to other people. You make promises to yourself. And when you do that, you keep them. Keep them for every single day till you make yourself proud. That one teacher changed my life forever. And I am indebted to him forever. That's also the reason that I try and do the same with my own students, all of you. I have given you a promise to keep, and I'm sure you're all working on it as well. The DQB promise. I want you to practice it every single day for this month of August till it becomes a habit, till it runs in your blood, and you keep that promise till you make yourself proud. Lots and lots of good wishes from Dr. Deepu.